We shall never see his like again. A test batting average of 99.94 makes that abundantly clear. But Bradman's impact on Australia went beyond cricket. He was a light for the country during the Great Depression in the 30s. He filled cricket grounds around the world. To think that this man of humble beginnings, a prodigious batsman at 12 years of age, who practiced his fielding craft on an old paling fence and his batting reflexes with a golf ball off a tank stand, would go on and become the world's most revered cricketer. His career included a chanceless 254 at Lord's, a century before lunch, and then another 115 in the second session to finish the day unbeaten on 309 at Leeds. Through the subcontinent and the fields of England and beyond, Bradman's legend grew. Men, women and children from all walks of life hung on his every word.
You know, I feel today, amidst all these lights and cameras and so on, somewhat like a movie star. Of course, at a very different salary.
A very private man, Bradman dealt with his popularity with grace, but was continually amazed with the amount of attention he received, particularly in England.
I got to the stage at one point where my own personal mail reached 600 letters a day.
The Bodyline series of 1932-33 was a tactic devised by the English to curb Bradman's scoring ability. A tiny fast bowler in the form of Harold Larwood served up short pitch bowling which unsettled the Australian. The tactic worked to a degree, but branded unsportsmanlike. Relations soured between the countries. Yet Larwood, a quiet coal miner, had nothing but admiration for the man he battered and bruised.
He's still averaged over 50, which is not a bad average at Test, is it?
In 1948, Bradman, at the age of 40, led the Australian team on the unbeaten Ashes tour of England, later to be known as the Invincibles. Playing his last Test on that tour, Bradman needed just 4 runs for a Test batting average of 100. He was out second ball for a duck. His dismissal drew amazing response from the players and a huge crowd. So much so that more than 50 years on after retiring, the Bradman legend burns brighter than ever, and more so now in his passing. Ken Sutcliffe, National 9 News.
Don Bradman was simply the greatest batsman the world has seen. With an approach which eliminated risk as much as possible, he still scored his runs at a prodigious rate. Although his tally of 6,996 test runs has been passed, he made them in only 52 test matches either side of the Second World War, and his average of 99.94 has not been approached. If he'd made 4 runs in his last test at the Oval in 1948, he would have had an average of 100. In the event, anticlimactically, but perhaps more memorably, after being cheered to the wicket, he was out second ball for naught. The first of his 4 tours of England in 1930 was so successful for him, he made 2,960 runs with 10 hundreds, including innings of 254 in the Lord's Test, 334 at Headingley, 309 of them on the first day, and 232 at the Oval, that plans were laid just to restrict his scoring when England went next to Australia. The result was leg theory, more popularly known as bodyline. Bradman said later that he wasn't very successful against it, but he still averaged 56 in that 1932-3 series. He was to lead Australia in 4 Ashes series, winning 3 and drawing the other. Knighthood followed his retirement after he had led one of the greatest teams in cricket history, the unbeaten Australian tour of England in 1948. But he remained closely involved with cricket as administrator and chairman of selectors. His pride in Australia only echoed Australia's pride in him. He may only have stood 5 foot 7 inches tall, but he was a giant of cricket.